Okay, good afternoon, and I just want to thank you for tuning in today. It is a great day, even though it's a little bit cold outside. Right now, it's about -1. This is Dunstan Wilson, and welcome to DW Entertainment. And like I said, I will be bringing you news, views, and interviews. So right now in our studio, I have someone that is very special who will be talking to us about Black History Month. And, you know, this is the month that we celebrate all the work of the African community and how much we have contributed towards our history and development of our nation. So with no further ado, I will definitely go into my show. And the person that I have here today, name is Angelita Elliott. And how are you doing, Miss Elliott?
I am excellent. Thank you, Dunstan.
All right.
Very grateful to be here to share this moment with you and your audience.
Okay. Thank you so much. And so you are Jamaican born. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was born in Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay. So how long you've been in Canada?
Oh, way too long. Well over 30 plus years.
Oh, wow. That is like, you know, when I was born, back in 1979. All right. So I just want to let you know out there, my audience. Okay, Miss Elliott, she's the owner of Visions in Green, and now she will tell us exactly what that is. So what is Visions in Green?
Visions in Green is an event management company that specializes in cultural and educational programming, and we are the management company for the International All African Inventors Museum.
Okay, so basically, this is exactly what you're doing here today at Centennial College. Can you tell us exactly what you're doing here on the campus at this point?
Okay, we're here celebrating African History Month for February 2014, and this is our first location of four locations that we will be visiting this week at Centennial College. So we're very excited about coming back once again for another year.
Okay, so how long you've been doing this this kind of stuff?
I've been on the road with the museum. This is the 9th year, and I also created a program called Sharikia Africa. Sharikia is Swahili for celebrate, and of course, it's a celebration of African culture and history. And it's very important that the educational component is there also. So Sharikia Africa, as a centerpiece, has the International All African Inventors Museum. We also have a new exhibit called the Space Science and Exploration. And we also provide African drumming, dancing, storytelling, and lecture series throughout the year. So the museum is available throughout the year.
Okay, I actually got a chance to see the museum today, and I think you know, it is something very spectacular and something that I've never really seen before. So I don't know if you call it a mobile museum.
Yes, it's the largest mobile museum of its kind in North America.
Okay,
the museum was created 23 years ago by Lady Salah Shabazz, aka Valerie Johnson. She passed away in 2004, but we continue her legacy because it was very important. One of the reasons why she said she created the museum, she wanted to showcase and highlight the contributions African people around the world have made to the world as we know it today. Not only that, she wanted to celebrate the fact that all people have contributed to the world as we know it today. And therefore, that is very important that we not only celebrate ourselves as African people, but also to recognize that necessity is the mother of invention. So all people are capable of contributing in various aspects of our world as we know it.
Exactly. And I know you've been speaking with some students and you've been giving them, you know, information, you know, about some of the stuff that you have on exhibition. Is there anything about that exhibition that that really stand out?
Well, for me, the new part of the exhibit called Space Science and Exploration is a very special presentation that I have spent the past 3.5 years researching thousands of hours, because I wanted people not just to know about these inventors and their inventions. I wanted to get into their stories, their life stories, some of the challenges they had to overcome, the racism, the discrimination, the death threats at times, and the fact that they persevered and they overcame all these things and still contributed to the world is a testimony of the quality of people that they were. And I just don't want people to say, okay, Lewis Latimer created the filament for the light bulb. I want people to say Lewis Latimer also worked with Alexander Graham Bell. He worked with Thomas Edison. He worked with Hiram Maximum, the inventor of the machine gun, and that he was a dynamic person, and he also went through various challenges and obstacles, but still endured and accomplished his great contributions. And it's a testimony to these men and women's commitment and determination to excel under all and every circumstance. And I'm hoping that their stories will motivate young people, because a lot of young people seem to think that their trials and tribulations are so great and spectacular. But when they actually see and hear about some of these people's stories, they have to realize that they are really living in paradise compared to what these men and women had to endure to accomplish.
Oh, that was very deep. you know, I've never looked at it like that. You know, you mentioned young people, and you know, like discussing, you know, some of their tribulations or less of some of the things that they've that they're going through right now. But when you look back and just see, you know, in terms of slavery and everything that our people had to go through, it was definitely tremendous. And I'm sure by actually using the museum, and you know, I can see students come in and actually, you know, see exactly what's going on there. They look kind of amazed by, you know, by what they're seeing. And you know, it's good to keep educating us about it, so that, you know, even as we go forward, you know, we can have that in front of us. Hey, actually, there is someone who actually made this happen for us. So my other question, is there any reason why you're passionate about this, in terms of doing this museum? Is there anything that actually inspired you to do it? I know you did mention something before, but is there anything else?
Well, my children were part of the inspiration. And for me, when I first saw the museum, I myself was so amazed and flabbergasted by the amount of information that I didn't know. And so I just fell in love with it immediately. And once I started working with it, that passion just grew. And over the past 3 years, 4 years, since I've been doing the museum on my own, since my partner and I went our separate ways, it's become even more of a driving passion for me. Because the more I go to schools, and I've been to at least 300 schools and universities, colleges, and other locations across the GTA, I find that the expectations that people have when they think about the museum is completely blown away. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things I try to do is to expand the museum from its original component and to bring in new people. And with this new exhibit, I have found I found that when I started doing my research, I couldn't stop. It's just like, you know, you're driven. The more you find out, the more driven you are. And you could start researching on one person, and it leads you in the direction of 10 new people, and you start going in that direction. So there's so much information out there. And one of the things is there's 55,000 plus museums and institutions like that around the world, but there's not that I know of, any African Inventors Museum. And the reason why I'm calling it an African Inventors Museum is because we as African people are all over the world, and that's what the museum showcases, that there's continental Africans, there's Caribbean African people, there's Canadian African people, African Americans, of course. And we are just everywhere doing all kinds of things. And the other thing is that when I spoke to one of the inspirations for the Space Science and Exploration and another exhibit I created called World in Space, Dr. Stanley Woodard, he was a scientist and a pioneer at NASA with over 21 patents. And even after and since he passed away, there's still patenting stuff that he invented way before he passed away, so that his legacy continues. And one of the things he said to me, he said, Angelita, I don't think that just because I'm this scientist at NASA, right, this big, great space exploration entity, that we don't experience racism, we don't experience discrimination, we don't experience attempted theft of our work. It's still happening. But the most important factor he wanted me to pass on is that he wanted me to use his life story to motivate young people and to encourage them that no matter what the challenges or obstacles are in their life, that they can achieve and overcome anything, just like he did. And that for me is a motivating factor that all young people can tap into and be inspired by. And we know that from 100 years ago to today, we're still facing some of the challenges that racism and discrimination has not discarded from our presence. And so we're still challenged by these obstacles. And we want our young people to know that no matter what these challenges are, no matter what these obstacles are, if they work hard and they believe in themselves and they commit to their dreams, that they can attain and achieve anything that they put their minds to.
Yeah, and that's for, you know, that's very good to know. And I think you know, this is also very timely, and seeing that it is Black History Month, and it'll be a great opportunity, you know, where us people can actually hear these kind of words, you know, coming from you here, Miss Elliott. I must say, you know, even though I don't consider myself young anymore.
You're a baby.
I'm indeed inspired by your words too as well. Okay, now apart from the names that are popular, like Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, how do you verify your information in terms of your research that you're doing? Those personalities that you want to showcase, how do you verify the information?
Okay, during my research process, I visit thousands of websites, and I have to have at least 5 reference sites or points of information aside from the books. I also contact universities all across the states. I contact institutions and other organizations that are doing what I'm doing. And I try to find articles, lost articles and information about these people's lives. So it's a lot of in-depth research to get the accurate information. And I always try to have at least 5 or 6 different sources to confirm. And then the other thing is I go right back to their educational institutions and try to get pictures of them or whatever, just to confirm that their path is straight and the information is correct, because we know that there's a lot of information out there and it may or may not be true. But for me, it's very important that I check and double check and triple check and to find as many sources as possible. I also do a lot of work with my contacts at NASA. They send me a lot of information and pictures, and they verify a lot of the information that I have. And I even call some of these. I track down the inventors and pioneers, and if they're still alive or if they're teaching somewhere out there somewhere and I can find them, I track them down. And I try to speak to them. Like when I spoke to Dr. Mensa, for instance, Dr. Thomas Mensa, who is one of the leading pioneers of fiber optics and structural material for supersonic jets. He said to me, Angelita, this is one of the most wonderful and inspirational ideas I've heard in a long time. And I know thousands of people call him for various things and reasons. And I was very, very pleased and excited that he thought what I was doing was very important and significant. And he shared with me some of the work that he's doing in the he's planning in the future. And it's just such wonderful things that are coming down the tube for our young people to enjoy and celebrate who we are as African people.
Yes. There you have it. This is Angelita Halliott, and she is the owner and manager of Visions in Green. So if you are looking to plan an event and you want to showcase, you know, let's say, with respect to your culture, you can definitely contact her. Now, if someone might be listening here and they want to get in contact with you, is there a website? Do you have a Twitter account? how do they get in contact with you?
Okay, they can call me direct, 416-431-1222. Toll free, 1-877-413-1222. You can also find me on Facebook and LinkedIn. We are currently revamping our entire website to bring a new and exciting interactive site to you. And we're also working on a DVD series 1 and 2, called the Living African Inventors Living Legacy Series, along with the Space Science and Exploration, which will showcase 600 people that have made significant impact in our world. So we have a lot of things that we'd like to share with the public. So give us a call, 416-431-1222, or find us on Facebook under Visions in Green or Angelita Elliott. I'll be your friend.
Okay, thank you. So once again, there you have it. This is Dunstan Wilson, and Ms. Elliott, I want to thank you for coming out here today at Centennial College. And I'm sure our students they definitely have learned something here today in terms of that museum.
Thank you so I was very much inspired. For having me. I'm very honored and privileged to be here.
Okay, you're welcome, and looking forward to seeing you once again.
Thank you.
Have a great day. This is Dunstan Wilson, DW Entertainment. So thank you for listening. We'll be back once again with more views, news, and interviews. Have a great day.